I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The Central American nations of Nicaragua and Costa Rica are at odds over a border dispute. It's not the first time this has happened. The two countries have a history of squabbling about a particular part of their border. The World's William Troop explains.
The disputed territory is along the part of the Nicaraguan-Costa Rican border that follows the San Juan River. It's where the river meets the Caribbean coast that things get complicated. The area is swampy, and there are numerous channels winding through wetlands that make for a confusing landscape. By treaty, the San Juan River itself belongs entirely to Nicaragua, and Nicaragua has the right to dredge the river. That's what the Nicaraguans started doing recently in an operation that involves the country's military. Costa Rica claims that Nicaragua invaded its territory in the process. Costa Rican diplomat Enrique Castillo in Washington says it's a clear violation.
This is an invasion by armed forces on Costa Rican territory, an occupation of this territory by civil and military employees of Nicaragua in the northern part of Costa Rica.
The Costa Rican government filed a protest with the Organization of American States, the regional diplomatic body, but Nicaragua is not ceding any ground.
Reiteramos una vez más, señor presidente y señores representantes.
Ambassador Denis Moncada told an emergency meeting of the OAS that Nicaragua has not violated Costa Rican territory in any way. He offered to sit down and talk about it. But Costa Rica is refusing to until Nicaragua withdraws its soldiers from the disputed area. At the moment, both sides appear unwilling to give an inch, and both sides continue to invoke the name of Grover Cleveland. He was president of the United States when Costa Rica and Nicaragua argued over this very same stretch of the border back in the late 1800s. Cleveland sent a former Confederate general, Edward Alexander, to survey the area. Alexander drew a detailed map in an effort to end the dispute once and for all. But the squabble between Nicaragua and Costa Rica continues. Now diplomats at the OAS are urging the two neighbors to negotiate. Or as Ambassador Bainey Caron of Guyana put it,
"We wish to urge that the parties strive to unblock the impasse. We implore that they seek to give our region more reason for optimism in this matter."
By the way, even Google Maps is confused about where the boundary between Nicaragua and Costa Rica meets the Caribbean. When a Nicaraguan official tried to use Google Maps to support his country's position, Costa Rica objected, and Google was forced to admit its map was wrong. The company says it will fix the error as soon as possible. The dispute between Nicaragua and Costa Rica will likely take longer to resolve. For The World, I'm William Troop.